Welcome to Municipal Stadium in Kansas City, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Kansas City Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox, batting in the leadoff spot, the shortstop, Luis Aparicio. Batting second, the second baseman, Nelly Fox. Batting third, the center fielder, Jim Landis. Batting fourth, the first baseman, Roy Sievers. Batting fifth, the left fielder, Manny Minoso. Batting sixth, the right fielder, Al Smith. Batting seventh, the third baseman, J.C. Martin. Batting eighth, the catcher, Sherm Lawler. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Early Wynn. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Early Wynn. For the Kansas City Athletics, batting in the leadoff spot, the shortstop, Dick Houser. Batting second, the right fielder, Jay Hankins. Batting third, the second baseman, Jerry Lump. Batting fourth, the left fielder, Norm Seaburn. Batting fifth, the first baseman, Marv Throneberry. Batting sixth, the center fielder, Bill Tuttle. Batting seventh, the third baseman, Andy Carey. Batting eighth, the catcher, Haywood Sullivan. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Bud Daly. Pitching for the Kansas City Athletics, Bud Daly. And now, play ball. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Seaburn, who is chasing the ball. Aparicio reaches third base with a triple. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox takes first base on ball four. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Aparicio scores. Fox moves to second. It's 1-0, White Sox. Roy Sievers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sievers hits a line drive into left field. Seaburn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Seaburn. Minoso reaches second base with a double. Fox scores. Landis goes all the way around to score. It's 3-0, White Sox. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Daly fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. J.C. Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Lump settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Dick Houser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Houser hits a pop-up towards short. Aparicio settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jay Hankins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hankins hits a fly ball into right field. Smith settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Athletics nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Sherm Lawler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler hits a line drive into left field. Seaburn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Early Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn hits a pop-up towards short. Houser settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground towards third. Carey fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Norm Seaborn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaborn hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Marv Thronberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thronberry hits a pop-up towards short. Aparicio settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Athletics nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Nellie Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-0 in the game. With a walk. Fox hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Landis hits a line drive into left field. Seaborn picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Seaborn. Fox moves to third. Landis moves to second. Roy Sievers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sievers is 0-for-1 in the game. Sievers hits a pop-up towards short. Hauser settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Minoso hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Fox scores. Landis scores. It's 5-0, White Sox. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0-for-1 in the game. Smith hits a fly ball into center field. Tuttle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. J.C. Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 0-for-1 in the game. Martin is hit by the pitch. Minoso moves to second. Schirmlaller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 0-for-1 in the game. Lawler hits a ball on the ground towards third. Carey fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Andy Carey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carey hits a fly ball into left field. Minoso settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Haywood Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Lawler settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Nuxhall pinch hits for Bud Daly. Joe Nuxhall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nuxhall strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Athletics nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Kunkel now pitching. Early Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn is 0-for-1 in the game. Wynn hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hauser scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hauser scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Nellie Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Fox hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Seaborn. Fox reaches second base with a double. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Landis hits a pop-up towards third. Carey settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Dick Houser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Houser is 0-for-1 in the game. Houser hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jay Hankins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hankins is 0-for-1 in the game. Hankins strikes out. One out. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 0-for-1 in the game. Lump hits a line drive towards short. Aparicio reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Norm Seaburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaburn is 0-for-1 in the game. Seaburn hits a fly ball into right field. Smith settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Athletics nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Roy Sievers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sievers is 0-for-2 in the game. Sievers hits a pop-up towards short. Houser settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 4 RBIs. Minoso hits a ball on the ground towards short. Houser scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0-for-2 in the game. Smith hits a fly ball into right field. Hankins settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Marv Thornberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornberry is 0-for-1 in the game. Thornberry hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle is 0-for-1 in the game. Tuttle hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Thornberry moves to second. Andy Carey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carey is 0-for-1 in the game. Carey strikes out. One out. Haywood Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 0-for-1 in the game. Sullivan hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Lawler settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Luke Limchok pinch hits for Bill Kunkel. Luke Limchok is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klimchok strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Athletics nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ken Johnson now pitching. J.C. Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 0-for-1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Martin hits a ball on the ground towards third. Carey fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Sherm Lawler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 0-for-2 in the game. Lawler hits a ball on the ground towards first. Thornberry scoops it up and throws to first, with Johnson covering, for the out. Two outs. Early Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn is 0-for-2 in the game. Wynn hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Carey settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Dick Houser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Houser is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Houser hits a line drive towards third. Martin reaches out and makes the catch for the out. one out. Jay Hankins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hankins is 0 for 2 in the game. Hankins hits a long drive deep into right center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 5-1, White Sox. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 0 for 2 in the game. Lump hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Norm Seaburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaburn is 0 for 2 in the game. Seaburn hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Athletics 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 1 for 3 in the game, with a triple. Aparicio strikes out. One out. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. Fox hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Landis takes first base on ball 4. Fox moves to second. Roy Sievers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sievers is 0 for 3 in the game. Sievers hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hauser fields it and throws to second for the out. Fox moves to third. Two outs. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 4 RBIs. Minoso hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hauser fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Fox scores. Sievers moves to second. It's 6-1, White Sox. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0 for 3 in the game. Smith hits a fly ball into left field. Seaburn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Marv Thornberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornberry is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Thornberry hits a fly ball into right field. Smith settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Tuttle hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Andy Carey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carey is 0 for 2 in the game. Carey hits a fly ball into left field. Minoso settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Athletics 1. The White Sox will come to bat. J.C. Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 0 for 2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Martin hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hauser scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Schirmlaller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 0 for 3 in the game. Lawler hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Early Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn is 0 for 3 in the game. Wynn hits a ball on the ground towards third. Carey fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 1 for 4 in the game, with a triple. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lump scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Al Pilarczyk pinch hits for Haywood Sullivan. Al Pilarczyk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pilarczyk hits a ball on the ground towards first. Sievers scoops it up and throws to first, with wing covering, for the out. One out. Bob Boyd pinch hits for Ken Johnson. Bob Boyd is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyd hits a fly ball into center field. Landa settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dick Hauser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hauser is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Hauser hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Lawler settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Athletics 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Dave Wickersham now pitching. Joe Pignatano now catching. Nellie Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 3-for-3 in the game, with two singles, a double, and a walk. Fox hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got one RBI. Landis bunts towards the mound. Wickersham fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Fox moves to second. Roy Sievers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sievers is 0-for-4 in the game. Sievers hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Wickersham fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Fox scores. Landis moves to third. It's 7-1, White Sox. Minnie Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 3-for-4 in the game, with two singles and a double. He's got five RBIs. Minoso hits a pop-up towards third. Carey settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0-for-4 in the game. Smith hits a fly ball into left field. Seaburn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Landis tags and scores. Sievers tags and moves to second. Two outs. It's 8-1, White Sox. J.C. Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 0-for-3 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Martin hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Tuttle, who is chasing the ball. Martin reaches third base with a triple. Sievers scores. It's 9-1, White Sox. Sherm Lawler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Lawler hits a pop-up towards third. Carey settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 9, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Jay Hankins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hankins is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Hankins hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 0-for-3 in the game. Lump hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Norm Seaburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaburn is 0-for-3 in the game. Seaburn hits a line drive towards short. Aparicio catches it, and throws the ball away attempting to make the double play. Lump moves to third. Two outs. Marv Throneberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Throneberry is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Throneberry takes first base on ball 4. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Tuttle hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Fox settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 9, and Kansas City Athletics, 1. Goodbye from Municipal Stadium in Kansas City.